朋友们平安。
Peace to you all.
很高兴能够跟大家一起来敬拜神。
Very pleased to be here to worship you, with you.
看到大家都是很喜乐。
I see joyful faces here.
在这个圣诞季节里面，让我问一下大家。
I would like to ask you a question in this Christmas season.
你们喜不喜欢收到礼物？
Would you like to receive gifts?
那么买礼物给别人呢？
How about shopping for gifts for others?
我个人觉得买礼物给别人并不是一件容易的事情。
I find that shopping a gift for others is not an easy task.
尤其是做先生的要给做太太的买礼物。
Especially as a husband, if you try to shop a gift for your wife.
为什么呢？
Why is that?
因为买的好是应该的，买的不好就会惹来一些麻烦。
Because you are supposed to choose something good for others, but however, if you pick the wrong gift, then you are inviting trouble for yourself.
不但是如此，而且会露出一些你不愿意给人家知道的秘密。
Not only that, you may show something you do not want other people to know.
让我来分享一些小故事，你就会了解为什么我这样说。
Let me share a short story so you know what I'm talking about.
有一个人名叫汤姆。
A person named Tom.
在圣诞节前，他刚刚结束了一个出差。
So before Christmas, he just finished a business trip.
所以他就想要买一个礼物给他太太来表示一下。
So he would like to shop for a gift for his wife.
于是他来到一家百货公司，进入了化妆品的部门，想要选购香水。
So he came to a department store and going to the cosmetic section and trying to shop for perfume.
香水专柜的服务小姐就拿出了一瓶50美元的香水来给他看。
The sales lady from the department has chosen a bottle of perfume priced $50 to him.
这个汤姆摇摇头说这个贵了一点。
So Tom shake his head saying, well, this is a little bit pricey.
所以这个专柜小姐看了一眼，就转身换了一瓶30美元的香水。
So the sales lady then turned around, picking another cheaper perfume worth $30.
这个时候，这个汤姆有点不好意思地说。
So Tom began to speak with a little bit embarrassment.
他说：“这个嘛，还是贵了一点。
”And he said, "Well, this is still a little bit pricey for me."
这个时候，专柜小姐开始就有点不高兴了。
So the sales lady started to become irritated.
所以他就回头拿了一个小小的一瓶，价值只有15美元的香水。
So the sales lady picked another bottle, a very, very small bottle worth $15.
这个汤姆看见以后就脸红气急地说，我的意思是说，有没有那种很实便宜，实在是很便宜的那一种。
So Tom started to get hasten, and he said, I mean, really, really reasonable price.
这个专柜小姐二话不说。
So the sales lady didn't say a word.
就给了她一面镜子。
So handed him a mirror.
所以弟兄姐妹们，这个小故事告诉了我们什么呢？
So brother and sister, what did this short story tell us?
这告诉我们，这个汤姆实在是很抠门，也就是说，这个汤姆实在是很小气。
Well, the story tells us that Tom is really a cheapskate.
如果你是他的太太，你的感觉会怎样？
If you're his wife, you were his wife, how would you feel?
对于汤姆的行为，我个人觉得有一点很值得我们注意的。
And because of his behavior, I find out there is something we really need to pay attention to.
那就是我们一些无心的小动作，常常会让人留下深刻的印象。
That is some of our unintentional behavior may create an impression to others.
它可能是好的，也可能是不好的。
It could be something good or could be something bad.
结果是这些无心的小动作，常常会让人认为我们就是某种类型的人。
Yet because of this unintentional behavior, we create an image and let other people think who we are.
对一个跟随耶稣基督的人，
As a Christ follower,
我们若是给别人留下不好的印象，
If we create a bad impression to others,
那更是会造成不良的影响。
It will create a bad consequence.
我自己在慕道的时候就曾经遇到过类似的经验。
When I think back, I realize when I was still a seeker in the truth, I have the same experience.
他们让我踌躇不前。
Some of the Christians make me hesitate.
虽然我们都知道要完全了解一个人，并非单凭一次的行为观察就可以。
Though we realize, in order to truly understand the person, we need to have some time to really examine the person.
但是不可否认的是
，And however, there is something we cannot deny.
我们日常的言语行为确实会让别人认为。我们是一个怎么样的人
？Our daily behavior will truly create a stereotype for others' perspective.
这就是形象的力量。
And this is the power of image.
我不知道当你听到“形象”这个词的时候，你会想到什么
？I wonder when you hear the word image or persona, what would you think?
也许你的第一个想法是外表。或者长相。
Perhaps the first impression you have is about appearance.
当然，我们都知道，一位外表英俊潇洒的男子，或是一位美丽漂亮的女子，总是比较容易讨人喜欢的。
Of course, we realize if a person who is very handsome or a girl who is very beautiful usually brings pleasure to people.
但是，如果我们单以外表的美丑，来决定一个人形象的好坏的时候，那我相信一定会有很多人不以为然。
However, if we only take someone's appearance to judge a person's character, then we, I believe many people would disagree with this type of behavior.
当然，这包括我在内。
Of course, including myself.
也包括使徒保罗。
Including Apostle Paul.
为什么呢
？Why is that?
因为哥林多教会的人曾经批评保罗这样说
：“Because the people from Corinthian church has judged Paul like this。”
他说：“他的信又沉重又厉害，即使见面却是气貌不扬，言语粗俗的。
”They say his letters are weighty and forceful, but in person he is unimpressive, and he speaks amount to nothing.
确实，并不是所有人的外表长相都是高大俊美或是沉鱼落雁的。
Indeed, not everyone's appearance is very handsome or beautiful.
假如是如此的话，那些以整容为专业的医生早就转行了。
If this is so, then those people who work on cosmetic, they will be broke.
还有，若是所有人都要找那个高大俊美或者沉鱼落雁的做恋爱或结婚的对象。
And also, if people are only seeking those people who have beautiful appearance or handsome statues,
那绝大部分人都可能都找不到。
Then I believe most people cannot get married.
由此可见，个人的外表或是长相并不是形象好坏的决定因素。
And therefore, an outward appearance cannot determine the character of a person or the image of the person.
另外一点。我们都知道形象也是可以伪装的。
And also, on the other hand, we all know image can be pretended.
譬如说一个好的职业演员可以把一个角色表演得很好。
Just like a professional actor who can act to, as another person.
让人大为激赏，信以为真。
So people can give praise, thinking he's truly, delivering the persona of the character.
但是他所表演的并不代表真正的他。
And however, whatever he or she is showing does not represent he or he or herself.
因为很多时候我们发现他的私生活跟他在荧幕上所扮演的角色有很大的出入。
For we realize the person's private life is quite different from what he has shown on stage.
而主耶稣时代的法利赛人也常常被耶稣主责。
This is how Jesus criticized Pharisees during his time.
可见的一个真实的个人形象并不是演技的塑造而已。
And therefore, the true persona of a person is not cannot be characterized by someone's acting.
所以让我综合一下。
So let me conclude.
我觉得个人形象除了长相外表以外。
So the image of person besides from one's outward appearance.
还包括了他的个性、品格、原型、身份、地位等等。
It also includes his character, his persona, his behavior.
换句话说，个人形象是一个人从里面到外面的完全表达。
In other words, the personal image is delivered from inside out.
那么，什么才是我们应该有的形象呢？
Then what should be the image of all of us then?
这就是今天我想跟大家分享的主题。
And this is the topic I would like to share with you all today.
我的题目就是神的儿女的形象。
The topic today is the persona or image of God's children.
根据刚刚所读的经文，让我用两点来跟大家分享。
According to the scripture we just read, I would like to share with you with two points.
第一点就是神的儿女的形象应该是像活石。
First, the persona of God's children is like the living stone.
第二个形象就是尊贵跟圣洁。
Second, the persona of God's children is honorable and holy.
我盼望透过这个分享，可以让大家更清楚，我们自己的形象是代表我们的神。
I hope that we can understand that our image is representing our God through today's sharing.
以至于我们应该为我们的主耶稣做美好的见证。
So that we can bear a good testimony for our Lord Jesus.
好，让我们来先来看一下今天的经文背景。
So let us ponder upon the background of today's scripture.
我们刚刚所读的经文是来自于彼得前书。
The scripture comes from 1 Peter.
它是使徒彼得写给小亚细亚信徒的第一封书信。
It is the first letter which Apostle Paul wrote to the Christians in Asia Minor.
当时教会的信徒，也就是神的儿女们，在充满敌意的外邦社会当中。
At that time, the Christians in church are living in a very hostile society.
他们正面临各种毁谤、逼迫，还有即将来临的试验。
They were facing all sorts of persecution. Those people in societies speak maliciously against the children of God.
使徒彼得以属天的盼望为中心主题写了这封书信。
So Apostle Paul used the theme of heavenly hope as the central idea of the letter.
他的目的是要安慰他们跟坚固他们对主耶稣基督的信心。
He wrote this letter in order to give the Christians their comfort and confirm their faith in Jesus.
并且劝勉他们在试炼当中要存有活泼的盼望。
And also encourage them to live out a living hope in the time of trial.
如此才能够胜过苦难跟试炼，活出基督的信仰。
Which is the only way they can live a victorious life and demonstrate their faith in Christ.
那么什么是活泼的盼望呢？
Then what is the living hope then?
活泼的盼望是一个从神而来的盼望。
A living hope is a hope comes from God.
它是一个有确据的盼望，因为它是根基于主耶稣基督复活的大能。
A hope with assurance, because this hope is rooted in Lord Jesus Christ's resurrection.
那么，这一个活泼的盼望跟我们的形象有什么关系呢？
So what does this have to do with our image?
让我这样来回答。
Let me reply like this.
假如你看到一个信神的人整天垂头丧气，甚至是唉声叹气。
If you see a believer, he feels depressed all the time. He moans and groans every moment.
你会怎么样想
？What would you think of him?
你会不会想说他到底信的是什么呢
？Perhaps you may wonder what does he really believe.
他整天就像背着千斤的重担一样。
It looks like he is carrying a heavy laden on his back all the time.
如此看来，他信的神一定是死的。
It looks like his God or whatever he believes is dead.
因为他信的对他一点帮助都没有。
Because whoever he believes carries no help to him.
你说这种神的儿女，你会羡慕吗
？Would you admire such children of God?
我想肯定你不会。
I'm sure you won't.
这也让我想起16世纪的神学家这跟宗教改革家马丁路德。
And this reminds me a person who is the initiated Reformation in 16th century.
他也曾经有过一段心情低落的时候。
He had lived through a terrible time of depression.
在那段时间里面，他因着教学工作、牧师的职责跟父亲的角色，每天奔波劳累。
During that period of time, he carried the burden of teaching, pastoring, and as a father.
而且他的肾结石也给他相当的痛苦。
And also at the time, he suffered kidney stone.
有一天，当他忍着痛苦在家里唉声叹气的时候
，And one day when he was truly depressed and feeling terrible and moaning and groaning at his house.
他的妻子 Catherine 就大声疾呼说：“神死了，神死了
！”And all of a sudden, his wife Catherine shout out loud, "God is dead, God is dead."
这个马丁路德既慌张又困惑地看着他的妻子。
So Martin Luther looked at his wife with nervous appearance.
他大声激动地回答说：“神没有死。
”He shout out loud back.To his wife, say, "No, God is not dead."
他的妻子 Catherine 接着说：“你现在的样子看起来就像神是死了。
”And his wife replied back to him, "Well, whatever you looks like, it sounds like God is dead."
这个马丁路德恍然大悟的谢谢他的妻子的提醒。
Martin Luther then realized what he was doing. Then he thanked his wife.
然后他在他书桌上刻上一个拉丁字叫 "vivit"， 也就是主活的意思。
And then he wrote down a Latin word "vivit" on his desk. Vivit.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Dear brother and sister，
当我们对神失去信心的时候，我们所表现的出来的形象就是一副没有盼望的样子。
Dear brother and sisters， when we lose hope in God， and our appearance will show that we haveNo hope in God.
外界的人一看就像我们的神是死的。
And so the outsider will find that our God is dead through our behavior.
这是值得我们注意的事。
This is something worth for us to ponder.
一个活泼的盼望必然会呈现出有生命的形象。
Because a living hope will definitely carry out a living image.
像什么呢
？Like what?
像活石一样
，just like a living stone。
这就是我想跟你们分享的第一点。
This is the very first point I would like to share with you。
我们来看经文的第四到第六节。
Let us look at verse 4 to 6。
他说：“主乃活石，固然是被人所弃的，却是被神所拣选、所宝贵的。”你们来到主面前，也就像活石被建造成为灵宫，做圣洁的祭司，借着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。因为经上说：“看啊，我把所拣选、所宝贵的房角石放在锡安，信靠他的人不至于羞愧。”
As you come to him, the living stone, rejected by humans but chosen by God and precious to him, you also, like living stones.Are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For in Scripture it says, "See, I lay a stone in Zion, a chosen and precious cornerstone, and the one who trusts in him will never be put to shame."
从这三节的经文，我们看到了神的儿女应该有的一个形象，就是像活石。
Through by these three verses, we realize as the children of God, we should live out an image that is, we should be like a living stone.
当然，在了解什么是像活石之前，我们需要先了解活石是代表什么。
To understand what is be like a living stone, first we need to understand what is living stone.
就好像说，我们说一个孩子长得像他的父亲或是母亲。
just like when we point out a child who looks like his or her parents.
至少你得先认识他的父亲跟母亲一样。
Then it requires you to first know his parents.
根据圣经，活死至少有三个主要的特性跟意义。
According to scripture, living stone represent at least three main characteristics or meaning.
第一，活石是预表耶稣基督是属灵的磐石。
Living stone represent that our Lord Jesus Christ is the spiritual rock.
他是生命的来源跟供应。
He is the source of life and provision of life.
我们都知道石头本来是没有生命的。
We all realize the stone itself has no life.
但是预表耶稣基督的属灵磐石却带着永远的生命。
And however, when we use this as the spiritual rock of our Lord Jesus Christ, it means the eternal life.
它是供应我们一切的神。
It's eternal living who provides all our needs.
使徒保罗在哥林多前书第十章的一到四节这样说。
Apostle Paul said this in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 1 to 4.
他说，弟兄们，我不愿意你们不晓得，我们的祖宗从前都在云下，都从海中经过，都在云里、海里受洗归了摩西，并且都吃了一样的灵食，也都喝了一样的灵水，所喝的都是出于随着他们的灵磐石，那磐石就是基督。
I do not want you to be ignorant of the fact, brothers and sisters, that our ancestors were all under the cloud, that they were all passed through the sea. They were all baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea. They all ate the same spiritual food and drank the same spiritual drink, and they drank from the spiritual rock that accompanied them, and that rock was Christ.
使徒保罗用以色列人出埃及和在旷野漂流的经历来提醒以色列人。
The Apostle Paul used the experience of Israelites during the time how they passed through the desert from Egypt to remind Israelites.
耶稣基督就是陪伴他们，供应他们的灵磐石。
That Jesus Christ is the one who accompanied them, and He Himself is that spiritual rock.
由此可见，活石是指属灵的磐石。
And therefore, we can deduct that living stone means the spiritual rock.
它是主耶稣的一个表征。
It's a representative of Lord Jesus Christ.
预表主耶稣能够赐给我们生命，也是供应我们一切值得我们信靠的灵磐石。
It symbolizes that Jesus can provide.Our the need for our life, and He can provide everything we need on this earth.
第二，活石是预表耶稣基督是宝贵的房角石。
Secondly, living stone means the precious cornerstone of our Lord Jesus Christ.
他是一切的根基。
That He Himself is the foundation of all.
除了在经文的第六节告诉我们主乃活石是宝贵的房角石以外。
Besides verse 6, that our Lord is the living stone, a precious cornerstone.
约翰福音提到了道成肉身的耶稣基督说。
That Apostle John also mentioned that our Lord Jesus is the one, the Word become flesh.
他说万物是借着他造的，凡被造的没有一样不是借着他造的。
Through him all things were made.Without him, nothing was made that has been made.
既然一切都是借着耶稣基督造的，他就是一切的根基。
If everything is made by our Lord Jesus Christ, then he is the foundation of all.
活石的第三个意义是预表耶稣基督是被神所拣选、所宝贵的，他是神所爱的。
The third meaning of living stone means our Lord Jesus.Is the one who has been chosen by God and precious to Him.
使徒彼得说：“属灵活石虽是被人所弃的，却是被神所拣选、所宝贵的。”
Apostle Peter said, "Even though the spiritual living stone, though is rejected by human, and yet was chosen by God, precious to him.
这是因为人不但受肉眼视力的限制。
Because not only human are limited by what we can see.
也受到了肉体私欲的影响。
But also limited by our own carnal nature.
结果是心灵的眼睛被蒙蔽，而不认识耶稣基督乃是活石。
And therefore, our spiritual eye has been covered in a way we are blind and unable to know Jesus is the living stone.
他乃是被神所拣选、所宝贵的。
He is chosen by God and precious to him.
这也意味着耶稣基督是神所爱的。
Which means Jesus Christ is loved by God.
所以让我综合一下活石的三个主要特性跟意义。
So let me conclude the three main characteristics and meanings of living stone.
他们就是活石是预表耶稣基督是属灵的磐石，它是生命的来源跟供应。
First, a living stone means it represents Jesus Christ is the spiritual rock.
第二，活石是预表耶稣基督是宝贵的房角石，它是一切的根基。
Secondly, it symbolizes Jesus is the precious cornerstone. He is the foundation of all.
第三，活石是预表耶稣基督是被神所拣选。所宝贵的，他是神所爱的。
Certainly, it symbolizes Jesus is the chosen one. He is beloved one.
那么这三个活石的意义对你跟我有什么启发呢？
Now, what do those three have anything to do with us?
第一，耶稣基督是生命的来源跟供应，我们不是耶稣基督。
First, Jesus Christ is the source of living.And we are not Jesus Christ.
但是我们可以成为福音的桥梁。
And yet we can become the bridge for the gospel.
我们可以带人到耶稣基督的面前，领受那永远的生命。
We can bring people before Jesus Christ so they can receive the source of living.
第二，虽然我们不是一切的根基，耶稣基督才是。
Though we are not the foundation of all, Jesus, only Jesus Christ is.
但是我们可以在耶稣基督的根基上被建造。
And yet we can be built upon this foundation.
因此我们可以造就别人，也可以成为别人的祝福。
And in the same way, we can edify others and build up others so they can be blessed as well.
第三
Third,
虽然我们殷勤做主工的时候也会受到挫折，甚至会被人所弃。
And even though sometimes we serve the Lord diligently, and yet we often being rejected by others and sometimes being humiliated.
但请大家记得，我们也是被神所拣选、所宝贵的。
But please remember, we are precious in His eyesight. We are loved by Him as well.
好，如果大家记得出埃及记三十四章
，If you remember, Exodus chapter 34.
其中记载了摩西第二次上西乃山与耶和华神见面。
It records an incident where Moses came to Mount Sinai to see God the second time.
当他手拿着两块滑板下西乃山的时候
，As he came down from the mountain, he carried two tablets.
他并不知道自己的面皮因个神跟他说话就发了光。
He did not know his face start to radiant, start to shine because he has see God face to face.
亚伦跟以色列众人看见摩西的面皮发光，就怕挨近他。
And as Aaron and Israelites saw the radiant from Moses' face, they start to be afraid.
这个事件告诉了我们，来到神的面前与神亲近的人，是会反照出神的荣光的。
And this instance let us understand that when we come near to be with God, we soon will reflect God's glory.
今天经文的第五节，使徒彼得说：“你们来到主面前，也就像活石，被建造成为灵宫，做圣洁的祭司，借着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。”
Verse 5 of today's scripture.Apostle Paul said, You also, like a living stone, are being built into a spiritual house to be holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
彼得告诉我们，当我们来到主面前，也就像活石。
Peter tells us, when we come before our Lord, we are like a living stone.
换句话说，彼得勉励神的儿女们应该有神的儿子的形象。
In other words, Peter encouraged all of us to come before our Lord to carry out the image and persona of God's children.
这个形象就是活石。
And this image is the living stone.
也就是说，我们应该有神的生命与性情。
That is, we Christians should carry out the characteristic and essence of God.
愿意如葡萄树的枝子一样连接与耶稣基督。
So just like a branch connected to the vine, in the same way, we should connect to Jesus Christ.
在它里面被建造成为灵宫。
So that we can be built as a spiritual temple in Him.
过一个敬虔圣洁与世界有所分别的生活
and living a holy and godly life
虽然会被人所弃却是被神所拣选跟宝贵的
though rejected by humans yet chosen by God precious to him
所以让我们检查一下自己
so may we re-examine ourselves
到底我们过去的形象是像活石呢还是像顽石呢?
Whether we have live a life like a living stone or live a life like a stubborn stone.
若是像活石，那么我们给人的印象一定是一个充满喜乐跟盼望的形象。
If we live a life like a living stone, then we create impressions to others that we are a joyful, a living person.
若是像顽石呢，我们所给人的印象就像一个每天挣扎。坐在金矿上却四处要饭的人。
Then if we live out like a stubborn stone, then we create an image to others as a person who moan and groan and complain while sitting on a gold mine.
因为我们仍然是照着血气肉体来生活。
Because we still live according to our carnal nature.
我相信这不是我们想要的。
I believe this is not what we want.
更不是我们天上的父所要的。
This is not what our Heavenly Father desires us to do.
盼望我们每天能够省察自己，亲近主。
May we examine ourselves daily, be near to God.
这样我们就能够一天比一天更像我们的主。
So that we can be like our Heavenly Father one day at a time.
好，第二个，神的儿女应该有的形象是尊贵圣洁的。
And secondly, the image and persona of God's children should be honorable and holy.
让我们来看今天经文的九到十节。
May we focus on verse 9 to 10.
他说，唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那招你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。你们从前不算得主子民，现在却做了神的子民；从前未曾蒙连续，现在却蒙了连续。
But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God.Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy.
使徒彼得指出，神的子民都是因着神的怜悯而被拣选出来。
The Apostle Paul pointed out that God's children has been chosen because of His mercy.
然后他用有君尊的祭司是圣洁的国度。来描述神的子民应该有的第二个形象。
And he described the image of God's chosen people supposed to be. He used the term a royal priesthood, a holy nation.
这个形象是尊贵圣洁的。
So it represents honorable and holy.
那么我们怎么样来理解这个什么是尊贵圣洁的形象呢?
Then how can we comprehend the meaning of honorable and holy?
首先什么是尊贵的形象?
First, we need to understand what does it mean an honorable image.
我相信大家都看到了今年英国举行了一场皇家婚礼。
I believe many of you have seen the royal wedding held this year in Great Britain.
那就是美国影星 Meghan Markle 跟 英国的 Prince Harry 的婚礼
which is the marriage between American movie star Meghan Markle and Prince Harry of Great Britain.
姑且不论这场婚礼是如何的盛大跟受人瞩目
though we are not going to talk about how glorious of this wedding.
但是有一个不可忽视的事实是
And however, there is something we couldn't ignore.
因为这场婚礼 Meghan Markle 成了英国房室的一员
Because of this wedding, makes Meghan Markle become a member of Great Britain's royal family.
换句话说，她不再是一位灰姑娘，而是一位有尊贵身份地位的皇族。
In other words, she is like Cinderella. She is no longer a no-name girl, but now she is an honorable royal family.
这个事实也许会让许多的女性羡慕。
This fact may cause envy from many girls.
但是对神的儿女而言
And however, to children of God,
我们不用羡慕
we do not need to envy her.
因为还有一场更盛大的婚礼在等着我们
Because there is an even greater wedding banquet await for us.
那就是启示录十九章所提到的羔羊的婚宴
which is the wedding being recorded in Revelation chapter 19, which is the banquet of the Lamb.
这场婚宴是为所有神的儿女们所举行。
And that wedding banquet is prepared for all God's children.
如果你愿意相信主耶稣，接受他所成就的救恩
If you're willing to receive and believe Lord Jesus Christ and receive what he has accomplished for your salvation,
那你就可以有这份的尊荣来参加。
Then you do have an honor to attend the wedding.
总而言之，对所有信主的人
In short, to all believers,
我们也像 Meghan Markle 一样
We are all like Meghan Markle.
我们可以从灰姑娘摇身一变进入神的家中
We all are in the story of Cinderella. Now we can enter to the royal family.
成为神的儿女
We can become children of God.
然而我们比 Meghan 更尊贵。
And yet we are even more honorable than Meghan Markle.
因为我们是万王之王、万主之主的儿女。
Because we are children of the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords.
我们都是蒙神的恩典被他拣选。
We have all received God's mercy. We have been chosen by him.
那么我们怎么样来理解圣洁的形象呢
？Then how can we comprehend the image of holiness？
这个2015年的每日灵粮有篇文章叫做《追求圣洁》。
In the Daily Bread publication in 1915, there is an article about pursuing holiness.
这个作者分享说
，The author shared that。
我们常常看见一些问卷调查
We have seen many surveys in our society.
他询问人们是否快乐，对工作是否满意，或是否享受生活。
Many surveys may perhaps ask people whether you are happy, whether you feel a sense of achievement in your job, whether you enjoy life.
但他从来没有看见过一份问卷说你是否圣洁。
And however, he has never received a questionnaire regarding whether you are holy.
然后这个作者说有一本圣经的词典将圣洁定义为什么
Then the author continued on saying, there is a Bible dictionary made the definition of holiness is like this.
他说将自己归属神不追随世界行事为人合乎分别为圣的身份。
Bible dictionary says holiness means set yourself apart to God so that one will not follow the world but yet living in a way like with the identity of holiness.
这个圣洁的定义让我们看到圣洁是与世界有所分别。
So the definition of holiness means we are set apart from the world.
当神拣选我们，将我们从世界分别出来的时候
，When God has chosen us and set us apart from the world，
我们有了称为义的尊贵身份。
We now have the identity of righteousness.
所以圣洁并不是人们自己做了什么，而是神在他们身上做了什么。
And therefore, holiness is not because people have done anything, but rather what God has done.
问题是我们是否愿意追求圣洁，活出圣洁呢？
Now the question is whether we have the desire to pursue holiness in order to live out holiness.
我相信大家的答案应该是肯定的。
I believe your answer is positive.
在上一次的主日信息《诺亚的抉择》中，我也曾经分享过。
During my last message about the decision of Noah, I have also shared the similar thing.
我分享过说我们要怎样做才能够成为圣洁。
I have shared what we need to do in order to be holy.
那就是要依靠圣灵。
That is, we need to trust and depend on Holy Spirit.
而依靠圣灵的步骤是三个 R.
And there are three R's in order for us to follow Holy Spirit.
第一个 R 就是认定圣灵的内住。
First, that we need to recognize His presence.
第二个 R 就是尊重圣灵的引导，不要被圣灵让圣灵担忧。
The second R is respect His guidance.
第三个 R 就是领受圣灵的能力。
And third is receive His power.
今天我就不再重复这三个步骤。
So I will not repeat those three points today.
只要我们每天愿意依靠圣灵，顺服主。
If we are willing to follow and submit to Holy Spirit daily,
不再凭自己的私欲而行，那我们就一天比一天更圣洁。
We no longer follow our own carnal desire, then we'll become holier and holier each single day.
你也许会有这样的疑问。
Perhaps you have a question.
为什么神只拣选一些人，而不是所有的人呢？
How come God only has chosen some people and not the other?
十九世纪著名的讲道王子斯布珍这样说
：“The Prince of Preacher, Charles Spurgeon has said this.
他说，神拣选人是为了让他成为圣洁，得称为义，借此而得荣耀。
He said, Jesus Christ elect you to be saved and desire to have salvation. You're the elect one. So he can be glorified.
如果你爱慕圣洁，那就是神拣选你到圣洁的地步。
If you desire holiness, then you are chosen by God.
如果你愿意耶稣救你，那就是耶稣基督拣选你得救。
If you desire to have Jesus salvation, then you are chosen by God, by Jesus.
但如果你不爱慕救恩，神就会把救恩给爱慕的人。
If you do not desire salvation, then God will give salvation to someone else.
那个时候你也不能说神不公平。
Then you cannot complain and grumble to God because he's not fair.
由此可见，神容许我们每一个人做自由的选择。
And therefore, God allow us to have our own free will.
我们每个人也因此要为我们的选择来负责。
And yet, we all need to be responsible for the decision we have made.
今天神拣选你我成为圣洁。
And today, God has chosen us to be holy.
并不代表你跟我就是纯洁、完全、毫无瑕疵的。
It does not mean we are pure and clean and perfect.
只是若是我们不爱慕圣洁，
If we do not desire holiness,
以致我们的行事为人跟和给人的印象就像不信主的人一样。
If we live out an image like unbelievers,
那我们就辱没了神的拣选。
Then we put shame to God's election.
那我们也就没有权利将自己算在选民之内了。
Then we do not have a right to count ourselves as part of God's chosen people.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Dear brothers and sisters.
圣经很清楚地告诉我们
，The Scripture has told us clearly，
神没有因为我们的长相或是因为罪所产生的丑陋而放弃我们。
God did not reject or forsake because our appearance or because of the ugliness of our sin。
他也没有 以能力、智慧、身份、地位来拣选我们。
And he did not choose us because of our ability, our intelligence, or our status in society.
所以我们在神的面前一个也不能自夸。
So none of us can boast before God.
事实是我们都是神从火中抽出来的柴。
In reality, we are merely a burning stick snatched from the fire by God.
神认识我们真实的面貌。
God knows our true identity.
但是他却以那无法测度的爱来爱我们。
And yet, he loves us with his unconditional and unlimited love.
他把我们从火中抽出来，洁净我们，并且当我们顺从圣灵的引导的时候，他就在我们里面动工。
He snatched us like a burning stick from the fire and guide us by his Holy Spirit.
当我们确实相信这个真理的时候，
When we truly believe in this truth,
我们就不会再汲汲营营的追求别人的认同。
We no longer try to be identified with others.
我想大部分的我们都有个希望。
I believe all of us, most of us, have a desire.
那就是希望别人看到我们的美丽、成功、金钱、富有能力的形象。
We want others to appreciate our beauty, our success, our godliness.And our ability.
也是因为如此，我们会努力隐藏自己丑陋的一面。
And because of that, we try very hard to hide our ugliness.
或许是害怕真实面一旦被揭露，就会被人家厌恶。
Perhaps we are afraid once our weakness or ugliness have been revealed, we will be rejected by others.
就好像前面所提到那个小气汤姆一样。
Just like the character Tom I mentioned before.
其实我自己也曾经有一个被神提醒的经历。
And actually, I myself have an experience of being reminded by God.
两年多前
，About 2 years ago,
我们家接待了一位从国内来的高中生。
Our family hosts an overseas student from China.
因此，除了周末以外，我必须每天开车送她上学。
And therefore, besides weekends, I need to send her to school every single day.
他是在附近的一所私立的学校就读。
Now she studied in a private school nearby.
这个私立学校的地理位置很好。
The location of this private school is very good, very nice.
它紧邻在一个高级住宅区里面。
Right next to a very prestigious neighborhood.
所以每当我送他上学后，我都会穿过那个高级住宅区而出来。
And therefore, every day when I send her to school, I need to pass through this prestige community.
有一天早上，我循例的送她上学。
And one morning, as I sent her to school as usual.
然后我就从这个高级住宅区的小路出来。
Then I return home through the same route through the community.
这个迎面就来了一辆 minivan 的司机。
Then I see a minivan approach to me.
这个司机就向我连连的挥手打招呼。
The driver started waving his hand at me.
这个当时我就有点错愕。
At the time, I was surprised.
因为我不认识他。
For I do not know the person.
所以我就没有回应。
So I did not respond to his waving.
后来一想。
Then I thought.
他很有可能误认为我是跟他一样。
It is very possible that he thoughtI'm just like him.
是住在那个高级住宅区里面。
Perhaps he thought I also live in that prestige neighborhood.
虽然我并非那个高级住宅区的居民。
Though I'm not the resident of that neighborhood.
但是因为因着我进出那个地区的行为而被他看作是。
But because my constant behavior of in and out of that community, he thought I was that a resident there.
我心里突然有个奇怪的想法。
And all of a sudden, I have a very interesting thought in my mind.
那就是我是不是常常让人对我有错误的印象呢
？I start to think, have I often made a phony image to others?
我是否也像法利赛人一样的虚假
？Am I like a hypocrite like Pharisees?
那个时候，我心中有一阵的感慨。
All of a sudden, I have a sinking feeling in my heart.
有一位门徒训练营的带领人曾说
A speaker in a Christian disciple camp said
他说一件戏服是你穿来扮演某某人的而从另一方面来看一件制服是提醒你你真的是你穿上的那一位
A costume is something you put on and pretend that you are what you are wearing A uniform, on the other hand, reminds youThat you are, in fact, what you wear.
在这个人生的旅途当中
In this life journey,
我们可能有很多的机会可以穿上不同的戏服
We may have all many opportunities to wear different costumes.
来扮演不同的角色
So we can act out a different role.
但是我们都需要被提醒
And however, all of us need to be reminded.
到底我们自己真正的身份是谁
What's our true identity?
我现在所穿的是戏服呢，还是制服？
Am I wearing a costume or am I wearing a uniform?
对于跟随主耶稣的我们来说
As the followers of Christ,
主耶稣是给我们一套制服
That our Lord Jesus Christ has given us a set of uniform.
这套制服是他为我们在十字架上牺牲所成就。
And this uniform is made because he sacrificed on the cross for us.
既然如此
If this is so,
我们需要活出主耶稣所赐的制服的真正形象。
Then we need to live out the image that our Lord Jesus Christ has given to us the uniform.
那就是像活石、尊贵和圣洁的形象。
That is to be like a living stone, honorable and holy.
以至于我们能够成为属灵圣殿的建造材料
So that we can become the material to build up this spiritual house
也能够宣扬那出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德
And we can proclaim the goodness of the one who has brought us from darkness to light
愿意我们彼此提醒彼此互相的勉励
May we encourage and edify one another
好谢谢让我们一起祷告
May we pray.
天父，我们感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
感谢你赐给我们你自己的儿子耶稣基督。
We thank you for giving us your Son, Jesus Christ.
今天我们有了那属天的盼望。
So that today we do have heavenly hope.
我们可以成为你自己的儿女。
We are your children.
我们再一次凭着信心来到你的面前。
We come before you by faith.
愿你塑造我们。
May you mold us.
让我们能够成为你贵重的器皿。
So that we can become your precious vessel.
我们这样仰望祷告是奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.